course, bastard, I guess, would be the term, because nobody would claim him, you know. But a half-breed, you know. According to how white he was, he might be an albino. High yeller, you know, if he's real light-colored. I don't know where they got high yellow. I mean, you're yellow, low yellow, and a high yellow is yellow, you know. But, you know, he's a high yeller, you know.
Do you ever hear of the term bright used to describe a black that's especially light-colored skin?
Blacks, yeah, they would use that.
Yeah.
And he's kind of light, you know. You know him.
Bright?
No, light more so than bright. You know, they might say he's got bright eyes, you know, or bright hair instead of, you know, red hair. But, you know, I get to talk to him sometime, and they say, hey, you know, I say, well, I know Eddie and George. See, that's Steve, but he's kind of a light one, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And I almost want to say, I wonder where he got that light, you know. Do like, who was a Godfrey? Yeah, you know, that took a bath in milk for a year, you know, and liked to turn white. You know that, you know?
No.
Yeah, he put himself in the cast and all that. Well, anyway.
Whatever.
But there's a lot of them around that somehow are getting light. You know, there's some type of formula they're rubbing on, you know. I don't know what it is. But, I mean, it's seriously, you know, that... weird.
Well, what about...
I keep trying to tell them, look, you don't want to turn white, you're going to have to start to work, you know.
What about mulatto or quadroon or octoroon, any of that?
Nah. I mean, I've heard it used in, like, you know, anthropology or sociology, you know, discussions and things like that. But, yeah, but, you know, my daddy still don't believe they went to the moon, you know what I mean? So you couldn't talk to him about a quadroon. Yeah, I saw the advertisement of that. I told Janie, my wife, I said, I'm going to have to get Daddy to go see that because, you know, he said, well, whenever they first went, he said, son, he was sitting there, oh, hell, you know. He kept on going, smoking his Camel and reading the paper. And I said, Daddy, don't you believe that? He said, son, when I was 12 years old, I could pay 11 cents and go see Flash Gordon walk all over Mars. He said, hell, if they could do it then, they could do it now, you know. So anyway,
sure, yeah. Mm-hmm. You mentioned the word bastard. Would you ever use that to mean an illegitimate child?
Well, yeah, you know, I mean, if I was in a serious discussion with somebody, you know, if you get to talking about, they say, hey, do you know about old, you know, Leroy? And I'd say, well, I know he's a bastard, if that's what you mean, you know, that way. But, I mean, you know, a guy, you know, throws a bottle out in your yard, you know, riding down the road, you, hey, you bastard, you know, it's like some bitch, you know, and, some of these others, your reverend professor is probably going to get you about this tape, huh? But anyway, you know, that's a term, you know, just like any term like that.
Have you ever heard any other terms besides bastard mean the same thing?
No, I don't think so.
Woodscope? No. Child,
nah.
Volunteer.
Nigger in a woodpile.
Right.
That kind of stuff, yeah.
Sure.
Well, that's good. Yeah, I've heard that used before, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I have used it myself. Mm-hmm. And, of course, in some cases, I use it white man in a woodpile, you know, just to kind of be funny.
Right.
And I'm bad about expressions, you know, that I guess that I make up myself, you know, like, boy, you're about the cutest white girl I ever seen, you know, stuff like this. And, you know, it's, you just get in the habit of doing that kind of thing, you know, just making a joke. And, yeah, you know, stuff like that, you know. And we'll be sitting around here doing something, and I'll say, boy, that's the best spot I've seen a white man ride all day, you know. Well, I hadn't seen a black man or a green man ride one either, but it's just, you know, it's just an expression.
Okay.
Or, you know, hey, Daddy, how's that look? Well, pretty good for a white boy, mm-hmm. You know, and and I really shouldn't, you know, because I find myself doing it, you know, with three or four blacks sitting around, you know, and they look around and think, what the hell he be talking about, man? I say, you know, but,
Quite depression.
Yeah.
Well, what about, say, if a man had a little bit too much to drink and he got hauled in and nobody would make bail for him, he's probably going to spend the night
in a tank, you know?
What is it?
Well, I think the tank, you know, that a lot of people call it the DTs, you know, hey, oh, so-and-so, boy, he got so bad he had the DTs, you know, that he's in a drunk tank. The tank is just just look like a tank. You're just in there, by golly, it ain't nothing in there. You're just going to have to sit there and sweat off the booze, you know, you're in a tank, the clink, slammer, you know, he's in a tank.
What about things?
It used to be called